Hi, my name is Dave Johnson. You may know me from House Calls, where we talk to investment bankers from Cain Brothers, a division of KeyBank Capital Markets Incorporated. Today, we're going to have a quick hits conversation with Andy Labowitz about the insight he published last month regarding a very innovative and potentially game-changing transaction between General Catalyst, a venture capital firm, and Summa Health, a vertically integrated not-for-profit health system in Akron, Ohio. Welcome to Quick Hits, Andy, where the bankers like you are always in.
Thanks, Dave. Looking forward to chatting about this with you.
You know, Andy, Bonnie Raitt had a song in the 80s called Let's Give Them Something to Talk About. And I got to say, this acquisition by General Catalyst / Hatco of Summa is something that lots of people in healthcare are talking about. So what are they saying to each other? Whispering and sometimes even shouting. What are they talking about?
Well, it's certainly a groundbreaking idea. Last year, General Catalyst announced the formation of a new holding company called Health Assurance Transformation Corporation. They call it HATCO, and it's independent from their venture funds and will be the vehicle by which they purchase the operating assets from Summa so that General Catalyst, through HATCO, can go from providing portfolio company services to its health system partners to doing so for its own accounts. You've got a large venture capital firm that has a history of working with health systems to implement its portfolio companies within those health systems as a testing ground for the efficacy and effectiveness of the work that the portfolio companies are doing to create value within those health systems. And on the other side, you've got a medium-sized health system, you know, in Akron, Ohio, that has done a good job providing care to its community, but has seen some deterioration in its operations and its balance sheet, and has been publicly looking for a strategic partner for some time, coming together to try to turn around or fuse those beneficial elements of the General Catalyst portfolio companies within the health system to see if it can change the model of care delivery in Akron, Ohio as a test case. So, you know, it's a something that no one's tried before and has caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I know some of the principals at HATCO, and my sense is they've been frustrated at the pace of change. They've got all these great portfolio companies that actually deliver on the promise of better outcomes, lower cost, better customer experience, and so on. But they haven't been able to put it all together in a way yet to make a meaningful difference, even though they've got, you know, dozens of health system partners. So the old adage, you know, let's do it ourselves kind of applies. So I think what's really interesting to me, and I think to the marketplace overall, and would love to get your take on this, is if General Catalyst, if HATCO is able to go in and, for lack of a better word, rewire the internal operations in such a way that they position themselves to do more value-based care, to push out even more aggressively into the community and provide almost population health-like services, that if they can prove that, if HATCO can prove that they can do that in Summa, which, as you said, is a struggling health system, holy cow, you know, they can do it in multiple markets across the country. So maybe just talk a little bit about the opportunity for improvement and what, you know, inspired organization management expertise with some capital behind it could potentially do for a place like Summa.
So it's not a coincidence, I think, that General Catalyst HATCO selected Summa or solicited partnership interest from Summa. You know, as you mentioned, it is a vertically integrated health system. So having the payer component provides sort of an immediate opportunity to create value-based care delivery and experiment towards pushing into more risk-bearing and capitated models. You know, the digital health portfolio companies that, that General Catalyst has are, I think, designed to, or at least should be able to benefit SumaCare's data analytics and that, you know, which is a critical component of the shift to value-based care and increase the efficiency of the operations in the hospital.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And I think there's enormous room for improvement. You know, I kind of run by the maxim that anything that can be digitized will be digitized. And healthcare has often applied kind of brute force manual solutions to things that could really benefit from more elegant digital solutions, human machine collaboration, if you will. So I think you're spot on there, Andy. So, you know, this change that we're talking about isn't going to happen overnight, but it's not going to take forever either. Not that you're an expert prognosticator, but what do you think Suma looks like in 5 years with this type of focused investment with enlightened management, you know, really pushing forward on these value-based care goals? What do you think 5 years from now? What are we talking about when it comes to Suma?
Well, what's interesting is the threshold question to me is, can we get there? If there is, you know, a mood in the market and particularly in the by the regulatory bodies that private equity investment or, you know, investor-owned healthcare delivery assets is not necessarily a positive force for change. And, you know, I suspect that given all the noise in the market recently, there may be some difficulty getting to the finish line with this transaction. Anything like this that's new, never been tried before, you know, always faces some resistance. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like there are looking to do this in a moment of extraordinary resistance to this concept. So, you know, that to me, it'll be an interesting one to watch how much opposition, you know, this faces in the community and in the, you know, based on all of the news reports that employees and community members in the Akron area might be reading about private equity ownership of healthcare assets. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that develops. You know, assuming this can find its way to consummation, you know, I think the structural issue with hospitals is that more and more of the services are able to be delivered that used to be delivered in an acute care setting are able to be delivered outside of that setting. And so hospitals are becoming, you know, emptier and emptier, and but still have the legacy capital investment of, you know, large buildings and significant overhead, fixed costs, staffing needs. So, you know, I would expect that success here includes not just financial success, but clinical success of value-based care in reducing utilization and continuing the trend of keeping people out of an acute care setting, right? So ultimately, you know, the whole industry has been trending more towards outpatient delivery or ambulatory delivery of care. Something that's successful here would accelerate that trend and really leave parts of Suma, or at least the acute care hospital parts of Suma, with even lower utilization levels and more or less emptier, if you will.
Right. Right. That's really an astute observation on many fronts. You know, not all private equity is created equally, right? And I think General Catalyst and HATCO wants to demonstrate they're on the good side of the angels here in trying to drive better outcomes at lower costs for this community. You know, this transaction's unique, but we also have in the last year the creation of Risent and Kaiser's acquisition of another vertically integrated system, Geisinger, in some ways trying to do some of the same things to bring scale, sophistication, expert management to the challenge of improving broader population health and rationalizing very expensive acute care assets in ways that push care that can be pushed outside the hospital into the home, into virtual, into clinics, and then probably over time, right-sizing the hospitals to meet the residual demand. It's a problem in almost every community in America. That's why the transaction itself is garnering so much attention. We actually need them to succeed. And I think we'll end it here. I'll make one final observation, and that's LeBron James is from Akron. And, it's fourth quarter. LeBron's got the ball. They're down a basket. Are you going to bet against them? I don't know that I'd bet against HATCO and General Catalyst here. The opportunity for improvement is large, and they're bringing a lot to the table. As you say, Andy, we got to wait and see. But I don't know. LeBron's got the ball. So let's land there. So anyway, Andy, great conversation. A quick hitter. Obviously, lots more we could dig into. But really appreciate your time and your interest and your insights. So I encourage everyone to read Andy's insight, A Groundbreaking Transaction. And it is. And I'm betting we'll have a lot more to talk about with this deal and others like it in the months ahead. In the meantime, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep doing what you're doing to make our healthcare system kinder, smarter, and more accessible and affordable for all Americans.